Track 8. There are lots of things happening around the county, and here are just some of them to look forward to.
November is our time for remembering. Remembrance services will be held across Norfolk to honour those who made the ultimate sacrifice. The 10th and 11th of November, Remembrance Sunday and Armistice Day. Processions, parades, services and wreath-laying across the county with a two-minute silence at 11 a.m. Remembrance events traditionally include a service at Norwich War Memorial and wreath-laying, the last post and a two-minute silence at 11 a.m, followed by a procession to Norwich Cathedral.
In Sheringham, the parade to the War Memorial Gardens is followed by an act of remembrance and a service in St Peter's Church.
In King's Lynn, the procession route is traditionally from Saturday Marketplace to Tower Gardens for wreath-laying and the two-minute silence, and back to the Minster for a service.
In Downham Market, there'll be a remembrance parade from the Town Hall to the War Memorial on Sunday the 10th of November and on Monday the 11th of November. And there will be a pause and remembrance service at 11 a.m. on the Town Square.
In Wyndham, the Remembrance Sunday parade will leave the Market Cross at 2:30 p.m, led by the Norwich Pipe Band towards the War Memorial. The remembrance service will be held at Wyndham Abbey at 3 p.m.
Well, now to the What's On calendar with some fabulous Christmas events. And first of all, Winter Wonderland is back for its second year at the Norfolk Showground. It'll have a lot of fairground attractions and rides with a real ice rink, Santa's Grotto, and a real Christmas tree maze. A fireworks display is also planned for Saturday the 18th of November. The event runs from the 15th to January the 5th at the Norfolk Showground, Norwich.
Or you could take a mile-long illuminated journey around the historic royal retreat of Sandringham, organised by Luminate. A myriad of illuminated roses will be a new feature this year, laid out to a medley of music. At Luminate Sandringham, you can enjoy mulled wine and marshmallows. 21st November to the 24th of December at the Sandringham Estate, and there are dog-friendly trails on the 2nd and 9th of December.
Christmas at Blickling Estate, the Garden of Lights After Dark event is back, with an evening of colourful displays and illuminations. Visitors can head to the festive farmyard or stop along the route for food and drinks. 30th of November to the 15th of December at the Blickling Estate, Aylsham.
Or at the Oxborough Estate, children can join Father Christmas and settle in for a Yuletide tale in Oxborough's festive second-hand bookshop. Another festive event at Oxborough is a Christmas wreath workshop. Storytelling with Father Christmas, the 23rd of November to the 22nd of December, weekends, and wreath workshop is on the 30th of November on the Oxborough Estate.
Holcombe Hall, by candlelight. As seen on Channel 4's Christmas at Holcombe, the hall's staterooms are decked out each year in spectacular style. You can take a self-led tour and enjoy a glass of Prosecco and a mince pie, or join one of the guided tours. This is on the 29th of November to the 30th of December at the Holcombe Estate, Wells Next the Sea.
Christmas at Fellbrigg Hall has a new trail for Christmas 2024. Wildwood Hall, The Search for Red, invites children to follow in the paw prints of two curious young wolves on an indoor trail through ground floor showrooms. Families can also enjoy craft activities and themed treats. That's on the 22nd of November to the 16th of December at Fellbrigg Hall near Cromer.
There are lots of Christmas markets to visit, starting with the Sandringham Christmas Craft, Food and Gift Fair. Handcrafted items made by more than 100 makers, artists and designers will be on offer at this event, which will also feature food and drink, including chefs' cooking demos, live music and children's entertainment, such as an elf on a bubble bike. 15th to the 17th of November at the Sandringham Estate.
Great Yarmouth Christmas Fair is a three-day festive craft, gifts and food event held annually in the Minster and features over 30 specialist handcraft food and gift stalls. It's on from the 24th to the 26th of November in the Minster at Great Yarmouth.
At Creek Abbey's Christmas gift fair, the Abbey's courtyard will be full of stalls selling all sorts of locally produced artisan products, such as jewellery, textiles and ceramics. There will also be a wide range of food and drink, including street food stands. This is on the 23rd of November at Creek Abbey, North Creek, near Fakenham.
Wyndham Abbey Christmas Fair, with more than 50 craft stalls and live music, will also have street food, sweet treats and a licensed bar and activities and crafts for all the family. That's also on the 23rd of November at Wyndham Abbey.
Pensthorpe Christmas Market. Food and drink suppliers, artists and craft makers will take part in this annual market. The organisers promise creative gift ideas and delicious treats. This is on the 24th of November at Pensthorpe near Fakenham.
The festive fair at the Forum has 70 indoor stalls with a huge range of East Anglian products, plus many outdoor stands and activities. There'll be live music and dance, and on the Saturday and Sunday you can see miniature donkeys and some classic cars. That's on the 28th of November to the 1st of December at the Forum in Norwich.
Festive Fairhaven Christmas Market. More than 40 stalls offering gifts, crafts and locally produced treats at this two-day event with free admission, 30th of November to the 1st of December at Fairhaven Woodland and Water Gardens, South Walsham.
At Erpingham House Farm, you can pick your own Christmas tree in the run-up to Christmas from a selection of Nordman and Norway trees. The farm's first weekend for buying trees this year will be from the 23rd and 24th of November.
And now we turn to popular Christmas shows, beginning, of course, with Thursford Christmas Spectacular, the biggest Christmas show of its kind in Europe. This famous extravaganza has a cast of 130. It features non-stop singing, dancing, music, humour and variety, and speciality acts, including Lloyd Hollett, the comedy wordsmith, with others still to be announced. 8th of November to the 23rd of December, Thursford Collection, Thursford near Fakenham.
The Hippodrome Christmas Circus and Water Spectacular has Jack Jay and Ben Langley and an international circus cast returning for the Hippodrome's Christmas Spectacular. This show is one of the biggest Christmas productions in Europe. It's on from the 7th of December to the 5th of January at the Hippodrome Circus in Great Yarmouth.
Aladdin. This year's panto stars Norwich favourite Joe Tricini back for his fifth year with Lisa Maxwell from The Bill and EastEnders. Follow Aladdin as he dreams of finding love and making his fortune. 7th of December to the 5th of January at Norwich Theatre Royal.
Carols with the King. It's the 15th anniversary of this popular Christmas rock and roll show, starring Elvis and the Blue Suaders, comedian and compere Ollie Day, and smooth as silk crooner Dale Bullimore. Money raised goes to the YMCA Norfolk, Keeping Abreast, and Eves Hill Vegetable Company. It's on the 8th of December at the Forum in Norwich.
Cinderella. This classic tale of magic and true love is being produced by the team behind last year's Dick Whittington, with plenty of panto fun and live music, 10th of December to the 5th of January at the King's Lynn Corn Exchange.
Robin Hood, Sheringham's version of the famous tale, promises to give a local flavour to the classic panto cocktail of corny comedy, music, dance, action and adventure. The music will include pop classics with an epic arrow fight and a puppet dragon. It's on from the 13th of December to the 4th of January at Sheringham Little Theatre.
Snow White. The company behind previous hits Robin Hood and Peter Pan are back with another panto favourite. It'll feature song and dance numbers and plenty of audience participation. An adult version of the panto will also be staged in January. This is on the 13th to the 31st of December at St George's Theatre, Great Yarmouth.
And finally, check out the Medieval Babes. The unique, classical, chart-topping choir Medieval Babes return to Norwich Cathedral this Christmas. The concert is part of their annual winter tour of seasonal festivities, and it's on the 17th of December at Norwich Cathedral.